When it comes to financial advice, you gotta trust the source. It's why you listen to this podcast. When I'm looking to upgrade my wallet, I turn to NerdWallet. Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. Before NerdWallet, I was paying for vacations all wrong. I was missing out on miles I didn't even know I was leaving on the table. Now I've got a new card with more miles and more upgrades. What could future you do with more travel rewards? I don't know, maybe that fancy hotel upgrade that you have always been dreaming about. Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. I'm going to be real with you. Identity theft is on the rise, and you do not want to wake up one morning and discover that your bank account has been emptied, or you're overdue on credit cards you never even applied for. We talk about this often on the podcast, but you don't realize how much of your information is available to scammers on the internet and how susceptible you and your family are to identity theft and fraud. I know, it's scary, but now you can get your data removed with Delete Me. That's why I personally choose Delete Me. Delete Me is a subscription service that removes your personal information from the largest people search databases on the web, and in the process helps prevent potential ID theft, doxing, and phishing scams. I just started using Delete Me and I got my regular personalized privacy report. And I was shocked what they found and removed. It was pages of information about me that I did not want online. Here's how it works. You sign up and provide Delete Me with exactly what information you want deleted, and their experts take it from there. I cannot tell you how relieved I felt to have Delete Me. And you know, it's also a great service for your parents or grandparents to help protect them from identity theft. Delete Me is not just a one-time service. Delete Me is always working for you, constantly monitoring and removing the personal information you do not want on the internet. Take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special price for my listeners. Today, get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use promo code ETM at checkout. The only way you get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and enter code ETM at checkout. joindeleteme.com/ETM. Go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use code ETM for 20% off. I'm Shauna Compton Game. This is Millennial Money. And today we're talking about, are you part of Generation Stressed?
Millennial Money with Shauna Compton Game. It will expand your brain.
All right, so just a reminder, you have got 2 short days to enter our Seattle Getaway Giveaway. Again, it's a 2-night stay at the amazing Fairmont Olympic Seattle Hotel. And 2 $50 dining gift cards for Pike Brewery, which is in the legendary Pike Marketplace. This is definitely the spot that you want to hang out in Seattle. Plus, there'll be a few extra kind of bonus surprises to the actual winner. Again, enter at http://bit.ly/Seattle giveaway. All right, so you definitely don't want to miss that one. That is going to be such a fun trip. Okay, so today we're talking about, are you stressed about money? And I really feel like this is a super important topic to talk about, not just because, you know, we're kind of ending 2016, but because I'm getting so many questions from listeners about being just like freaking stressed about money and not knowing what to do. According to a study by the American Psychological Association, 18 to 35-year-olds are the most stressed-out generation ever, earning the nickname Generation Stress. And that really hits home with me because, you know, stress has certainly taken up a large portion of my life. I have battled with all sorts of stress. I've battled with money stress. I've battled with relationship stress. I've battled with career stress. I've sort of had this insatiable desire my whole life to really give back to people and to help, you know, provide a bridge for people to better their lives. And I just feel like it's really in the last few years that this is all kind of coming together for me, which actually isn't true, because when I started my first business in college, I was doing that and, you know, I helped a lot of people out. But I feel this stress. It's a weird stress just to always give more and be more and do better. And you know, part of it is super realistic and part of it is this crazy stress that I put on myself. But I've been getting all of these questions from listeners lately about, you know, dealing with stress, about stress with money, stress in relationships, stress in career. And it really hit home that I thought, you know what, we need to do this podcast, this kind of episode towards the end of the year, you know, and if you're dealing with stress, if you're feeling stressed out, you know, hopefully you can take away a few tidbits from this podcast. So I'm going to play more like your money therapist in this podcast and talk about, you know, maybe some ways to battle this stress. So I got this one question from Mark and it really hit home and I wanted to kind of use this as the basis for this podcast. So he says, hi, I'm writing you because my wife and I, we both have 2 degrees in marketing with over $75,000 in combined student loan debt, making it paycheck to paycheck in what should be an exciting life filled with going out, buying new cars, and saving money for a home. How can we possibly save money when we're living in a small apartment and just getting by? It wasn't supposed to be like this for sure. My friends are all in the same situation too. They have good jobs, not great, but good. Loads of student debt, some credit card debt in there, but they're daydreaming through social media and living vicariously through everyone else that has either figured out a secret that we don't know or is going even more in debt each month. Is there really a solution to this madness? How in the world do we deal with stress? That is such a great question. And it's such a loaded question. There's so many different things going on in that question. And you know, of all the questions I've been getting lately about stress, it's not just student loans, right? It's things like feeling like I should buy a house, but I don't have a down payment or a good credit score. Wanting to start a family, but totally freaked out. How do I do that on my income? And my emergency fund keeps vanishing over and over again. I've been laid off 3 times in the last 5 years from good jobs. How can I have any stability? Can I really change my career and chase my dreams? These are the questions that I'm hearing over and over again. And maybe one of those really resonates with you, right? Because we all feel stress in different ways. And men and women, we feel stress differently, right? I think men, maybe you try to kind of stuff, you know, especially money stress down deep. If you're in a relationship, you hardly ever want to talk about it with your significant other or your spouse. You kind of want to erase the money stress, right? Almost like it doesn't exist. And women, we tend to be more emotional about all of this, right? Like we might get in these crazy fits and people are looking at us like, what in the world is wrong with you, right? And we just deal with stress and emotions quite differently. And what I found is that stress really does 2 things to you. First, it attacks the physical self. So you don't want to work out, you're lazy, you're unmotivated, you're tired all the time, right? It really kind of like physically does a number on you. But it also attacks your mental confidence, right? It rattles you into thinking you've made some horrible mistake and you're a horrible person for doing so, and it's never going to be any different. So it's like a train wreck. Stress is like a train wreck for your brain. And especially money stress, because it has this weight. It's like a paperweight, like this giant paperwork, because we never talk about money. We don't talk about it with our family. We don't talk about it with our friends. We barely talk about it with, you know, our partner or, you know, our spouse. We just don't talk about it. And so, you know, what I find is that money stress becomes this like big, giant thing, right? That's like just rotating inside of us and we're just not dealing with it. But what I found is that managing stress should really be a daily practice. And sometimes, honestly, it's like minute to minute. You need a good plan when it comes to your finances, and you really need someone else to help you sometimes. And I find that a lot of times we try and solve all of our money issues in like the silo, right? And we just keep thinking like, oh, I'm going to wake up tomorrow and this situation is going to be different. But it just usually doesn't work that way. You need to commit to a plan, you know, but it doesn't have to be expensive. You need to surround yourself with like super positive reinforcements. And this includes your friends. And I find that a lot of times, you know, I've had friends kind of like in my sphere that are super negative, that every time I get together with them, I'm hearing just really, you know, negative things. And what it does is when you're already feeling stressed or you're feeling depressed, it puts you further in that position, right? So I'm all about like, let's find happy, supportive, not that everybody has to be, you know, up all the time. That's not what I'm saying, but you need to surround yourself with people who are encouraging and who are going to help you deal with stress, deal with depression if you're at that point, right? You also need to be able to say no to certain things. And I've found this to be a really good remedy for money stress. The problem is that we say yes to everything, especially around the holidays, right? Yes to the holiday gift exchange. Yes to all of the cocktail parties and going out with friends and going to movies and having dinner parties. And, you know, we just tend to say yes to everything. And usually we don't create a budget around it. So then we get even more freaking stressed out because we've got debt and all sorts of things that we're dealing with. But managing stress is really like a one step at a time type thing. And sometimes it feels like you're going backwards, but you're not. And I promise you, you're not, right? But you've got to put some sort of boundaries around yourself, boundaries around your thinking, boundaries around the way you approach your money situation. And honestly, I'll be honest with you, this last year, about the last year and a half, I have struggled with depression for the very first time in my entire life. We got pregnant in 2015 and we got pregnant with twins and we lost those babies. And I had actually never been through anything like that before in my life. I was always a career girl and I wasn't really convinced that I wanted to have kids, but I did want to have kids. I mean, I couldn't be any more in the middle on the subject. I've just never felt this huge longing to have a family. I'd rather be traveling and have a career and have friends and things like that. But when you get pregnant, you kind of change quickly. Like, especially women, like our brains just go into this crazy nurturing place. And I felt different. And losing those babies I just about lost myself, honestly. I would go to sleep at night and I would just say my prayers like, oh, please give me passion. Like, please give me purpose. I just feel like it all escaped me. And I did. I found my passion. I found my purpose. You know, that was really when I started developing this podcast and doing a lot more speaking and helping a lot more people. And that really feels so amazing to me, right? But I dealt with depression and it took me a long, long, long time to climb out of it. I did it on my own with friends, with my husband, with figuring out who I am again. And I didn't use any medication, not that there's anything wrong with that. That just wasn't my choice. And I really had to work so super hard at dealing with stress, all types of stress. So relationship stress, money stress, career stress, all of that. It literally came down on me like someone just hit me with, you know, a giant like 2-ton rock all at one time. And like I said, I've never experienced that before in my life. I've always been a positive person. I've always been super excited about the next chapter. And for that particular time in my life, I wasn't. I wasn't excited about getting up. I wasn't excited about going to work. I wasn't excited about anything. And it was so painful. And I don't care to actually go back and relive that time in my life or that situation. But I found something that was super, a couple things actually that really helped me. One was working out, and I had to commit to working out. Even when I didn't want to, I literally like would peel myself up, put on my shoes and go out for a walk, right? And I found that that just really helped me mentally think through things. I love music, so listening to music really helped. I also started meditating, which I totally wrote off when people told me, you know, this is a great way to deal with stress. I thought, oh yeah, come on, I'm not going to sit there and meditate. But I found a great app called Headspace, and I'm going to have a link in the show notes. I swear to you, I love this. It's a British dude who has all sorts of like mini kind of podcasts, if you will, on meditation, all different subjects, whether it's, you know, career or family or money or motivation or depression. And I would listen to these short kind of audio recordings over and over and over again. And I really started to go, you know what? I like this. Like, I feel better. And I started to surround myself with, you know, really positive people in my life. And I started to read really positive books. And I just started like minute by minute to piecing together, like, I got this. I can do this. This is good. All right. You know, everything's going to change. And I just really started to believe it, and things started to change for me, right? So stress started to go away. Depression started to go away. And one day it was like I woke up and I just felt, oh my God, like I'm a totally different person. And so with money, I think this is really important to talk about and for me to share with you that, you know, you've got to get to the root of the problem, right? So let's pretend it's relationships. So you're always fighting about money with your boyfriend, girlfriend, your spouse, whatever it may be, right? So one thing gets you frustrated, but you don't do anything about it. Then something else gets you upset, but you don't solve the problem. And then again, and now you're angry. And then again, and now you have a massive fight over something so stupid like leaving a bathroom light on, or the toothpaste being pushed up from the wrong end, or erasing a DVR recording without asking, right? You know how this snowball works. And the problem is that the root of the problem was never solved. You just added more crap on top. And the same goes with money stress, right? You've got to solve that root issue. Why do you overspend? Why can't you follow a budget? Why is your credit score in the crapper? Why do you feel guilty over money mishaps? Why do you never seem to have enough money when you get laid off? Why? Like, these are all questions that you've got to ask yourself, but then you've also got to be willing to answer. Because stress doesn't just come out of nowhere, right? Stress doesn't just like find you one day and you're like, oh man, I'm really stressed. No, stress starts, it starts as something really small, and then it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And the problem is that we don't ever solve, like, what was that bottom thing? What was that foundational thing that got us so stressed out in the beginning? And if we go back and we figure out what that thing is, then, you know, then we're playing ball, right? Then we can solve whatever the issue is. So I have learned this all from experience. So I'm not standing on some hill preaching to you. I'm telling you solutions that took me a really long time to figure out, and also solutions that I work through people with day in and day out, right? So I'm not just blowing smoke at you. I know this stuff works, but I also know how real stress, depression, money worries, I know how real all of that is, right? And it can be so crushing. Even if on paper, you look like you're in the most amazing financial situation, right? It may be like, I have the best job, I drive a good car, you know, I have a good family, I have great clothes in my closet. So it may be that type of situation where, you know, if someone was to come in and look at your life, they'd be like, man, you got everything lined up. Like, this is a killer life. But you feel stressed. You feel stressed either about some money mishap maybe you've made in the past that you haven't gotten over, or maybe something keeps happening now. I mean, maybe you can't afford that lifestyle that you're leading, or maybe you're freaked out that you're going to get laid off at your job, whatever it may be, right? That stress is your stress and you own it. That's yours, right? And nobody can tell you, you know, don't be stressed out, or I don't understand why you're depressed. You are, because you are, right? But we got to get to the bottom of it to figure out what the issue is so that we can change it, so that you're not stressed out. So I've got a little assignment for you, all right? I want you to think about or write down, what are the top three things stressing you about money right now? All right, go. Get those three things in your head, okay? What can you do to solve those three stresses right now? What steps can you take? What actions can you take? What can you do to start solving those right now? What commitments are you going to make to yourself for the next 24 hours? All right, so I'm not talking about some crazy year plan, 3-year plan here that's going to get you out of stress and depression and debt and, you know, on the right path. I'm not talking about anything. I'm talking about 24 hours. What can you do in the next 24 hours to stop or alleviate the stress that you're feeling right now? That's all I want you to think about, is in little tiny chunks. If 24 hours is too long of a time period, give it an hour. What can you do in the hour? You know, how can you change your mindset in the hour to get rid of some of the stress? And then how would you feel if those three stresses were gone? How would you feel, right? I'm guessing that you'd feel pretty freaking amazing. I know I did when I kind of came out of my fog, right? I felt pretty good. I felt, in fact, I have never felt as good as I feel right now, all the way around. So I know I had to go through all of that to get where I'm at. And probably you do too, right? But now is the time to start finding solutions. Now is the time to start getting a plan. Now is the time to start dealing with this stuff so that you are not part of generation stress, because this is ridiculous, right? We have got so many awesome things to look forward to ahead of us that we do not need to be just under this rock of stress, right? So what's stopping you? What is stopping you? That is the question I want you to answer to yourself, all right? So I want you to promise me that if you're stressed, if you're depressed, whatever it is that you're worrying about, that you are going to commit to yourself that at least in the next 24 hours, you're going to find some solutions. You're going to start making some positive changes, even if it's one tiny thing, even if it's just slightly changing your attitude towards something, even if it's just slightly changing the smallest molecule of something, right? That is one step in the right direction, and that is going to lead to big changes. I promise you, because I know, because I've done it myself. I've helped other people do it. I've watched other people do it. All right. I don't want you to be part of generation stress, right? Let's figure this stuff out. We're about to roll into a new year. I'm going to be right there with you. We're going to get over any of these humps, career humps, relationship humps, saving money humps, you want to buy a house humps, you're in debt. All of this, we're going to get over, and we're going to do it together. All right. As always, you can follow me on Twitter @ShaunaGame and Instagram @millennial_money.